notice. Drink alone a lot lately. Well, I think I could start a career out of sitting next to you and looking in your eyes.
I don't have very many guests, that's why I have to do these in the car all the time. So I have enough. So thanks for being a guest.
You're welcome.
Be my guest. Be my guest. Na-na-na-na, be my guest.
To the test.
To the test. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Remember, you gotta talk real loud, though.
Talking loud.
I don't want to have to tell you that, because that makes me feel like I'm bullying you.
Like you're my dad or something.
Yeah, like, speak up! Tell the man what you want!
You better fucking order yourself.
Yeah, if you want fries, you have to tell him fries! Jesus Christ! You know, this is gonna be interesting, too, because usually when I'm in the car, I do this alone. For all I know, when I'm in the car, I'm driving very erratically while I do these. How's it seem so far?
I wasn't paying attention, but I will start.
Okay. And be like, ooh, that was kind of a weird move you just did there.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic right now, though.
I know. Well, welcome to our newest show. So this will be the real start. I'm in the car. We're headed to Nick and Nora's house, and Val is with us today.
Hello.
Hi, Val. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Val's a little nervous. Everyone's nervous on this show.
How are you doing, Pete?
Good. You gotta talk into it like ice cream cone style, not popsicle. I know, I keep bullying you.
All right.
But I'll stop soon.
Ice cream cone.
That's perfect. Like that. Everyone gets real nervous on this. I don't know why. Because, like, all... You realize this whole endeavor is pretty much just an audio recording of me destroying my body with booze, right? Like, that's really all this is about?
Yeah, I think people really hate to hear their own voices.
Oh, so it's a voice sound issue thing?
Yeah.
But I'll do a couple things, you'll sound a little nicer. Plus, your voice isn't, like, crazy.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not about the content? You're not worried that I'm going to, like, Marc Maron you? Hey, remember that time we got in a big fight?
You could try.
Pow!
You could certainly try.
I could?
Yeah.
I could go there?
Yeah.
So how'd you get your start in comedy? Is that what he sounds like? A little? I mean, that's not very good.
No, I know. I don't think so, Pete.
Well, do your Marc Maron. Do you have one?
You know, I'm still working on some impressions.
Yeah, of me?
Yeah.
You're supposed to do an impression of me.
I think I still have some time.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
That's the deal.
When was the time you were going to do this impression of me?
I think rafting. I think that was the agreed upon time.
The other night we were out and Nicanor did an impression of me. How would you rate his impression of me?
I think it was good.
Yeah.
I think he does a good job.
Yeah, I think so too. Can you describe, like, the main thing of the impression, as far as I could tell, was he messed up his hair. Like, he has sort of a hairstyle, and he just undid it. And then he kind of pointed at me and was like, guys.
Well, you do this, like, chopping
thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I adopted that from Alec
also
a little
bit.
Also,
radio listeners, I just did that motion with my hand.
Yeah, thank you for narrating what's happening in the world. That's a good radio thing. Now, can we talk about your, like, real life, or are you, like, just a secret person on this show?
What do you want to talk
like,
about?
Like, can I say, like, you where you work and stuff? Not specific,
yeah,
but in general.
Ahead.
Like, you work at a radio.
I do work at a radio.
And you got a... And you got to do those station IDs and stuff?
I do.
Yeah.
I do
ice cream cone.
I do those.
Like in the top.
In.
Like imagine you were going to just bite the top off. Yeah, like that. You were about to talk and then I'm like, perfect. Every time you're about to talk. Yes, just like that. Go.
I do. The station ID, but it recently got cut back significantly.
Oh.
Everyone was a little sick of it.
Yours did or everyone's did?
Well, mine was the only one.
Oh.
So they just added like three or four other people into the mix. So now it's like instead of every hour, it's like every fifth hour or something.
Well, that's pretty reasonable because it was you every hour for like a long time, right?
Yeah, a couple months.
So can you, like, do you know how it goes by heart? Can you do it? And then I could try and do my version? Because I think I'm ready for real radio.
I think we should jump to your version.
But I don't know the words.
Well, that's okay. What would you...
Well, I don't even know what I'm saying. Like, I don't have...
Well, you make up, like, station call letters and then some numbers.
Well, can you tell me some real ones just so I don't have to do that and make up the thing? This is asking me to make up a lot.
Like, KMPB 88.9 Breckenridge.
KMPB 88.9 Breckenridge, Colorado. Home of the skis and the babes. Is that kind of like how it goes?
Yes. Minus
Rockin' the Rockies.
Minus
do you guys say that?
Babes.
There's no babes there?
No.
Oh.
No babes.
I would just add babes to every single one. Where are your other stations?
This is making me look bad.
You could just make 498 Denver. Is 498 even a number? Mm. What's the range?
I think it's like 80s through 100.
Oh, okay. 88.9 Denver with all the babes. At where are the babes hanging out in Denver?
All the babes are at the station, or all the babes are in Denver?
Oh, in Denver.
Oh, okay.
It's like my shout out to all the babes.
Shout out to the babes.
Yeah, I'm like, all you babes out there listening to NPR.
Yeah, public radio doesn't often give shout outs to the babes.
No, well, maybe they should. I don't want to tell them how to run their business, but I give frequent shout outs to babes, and it's working wonders. That's why this car is so full of babes, Val. Did you notice?
I just took a look around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that it wasn't piled with babes in here.
Laying them down in the back seat.
Yeah, they were hiding to pop out and surprise you. The babes are here! The party babes! So we're going to go see a motion picture here. Chernobyl.
Yes.
So what's this about? Do you know?
I don't know.
Shit, me neither. I know it's kids get killed.
That's what I thought too, yeah.
It's like they're at a camp in Chernobyl or something,
how
and then
we,
Jason
forget,
comes.
How did we agree to this movie?
I think Nicanor suggested it, and then he can't go to scary movies with his wife because she has, like, night terrors for weeks and weeks. So he wants to see a scary movie, so we're like, we'll go, man.
Okay.
So that's how we ended up going. Okay. I mean, it could be fun.
What is the last movie you went to, Pete?
The last movie? I saw The Avengers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I saw that with my brother while we were visiting my grandma.
Oh, that's nice. Was it $1 million?
To go to the movie?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't really remember. It was a lot. And the guy who sold me the tickets was like, you know, sometimes you go somewhere and people, you're just like, you couldn't give one less of a shit, could you, if you try? If someone was like, be less enthusiastic, you'd be like, I can't. This is everything I've got in me to be negative.
Yes, I think the last time I went to the movies in Chicago, it was sort of the same. A lot of attitude.
Oh, yeah, we went to the movies there. What did we see there? The Adam Sandler movie, right?
What Adam Sandler movie?
Billy Madison. No, we saw like the one of the serious ones.
No.
Where he's a stand-up and he pretends he has cancer, or maybe he does have cancer.
No.
Funny People.
No, we didn't see that.
No?
No.
Well, what was it then?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. You just remember it wasn't Funny People.
Definitely wasn't that.
Okay. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I know it wasn't Billy Madison, I'll tell you that. So I did some stuff. I want to talk about me now for a while.
Okay.
Want to talk about me, want to talk about me, want to talk about Tobe, Keith, and me. Do you know that song?
No. Is it, who's it by?
Tobe, Keith, and me.
Wait, Tobe, Keith wants to talk about Tobe, Keith.
Yeah, he's got this Tobe song Keith. That's like... Want to talk about me, want to talk about me, going shopping in the shopping mall by myself, or something like that. I don't know.
Not a real song.
I swear to God, this is a real song. It's a song about how he wants to talk about me. I think it's Tobe Keith. I can't be sure on that, but it's a Tobe Keith type of guy.
Okay.
So that's I want to talk about me.
What do you want to talk about?
Have you ever shampooed a carpet before?
You know what I've done? I've sort of like just done small spots that look really bad,
like with a spray.
Yeah, because I'm a spiller.
Yeah, me too.
So I usually just sort of spot clean.
Okay, so like something happens and then you immediately, but you haven't used like a machine.
No. I use like a, I'll like brush it in.
Yeah. You use like your arm.
Yes.
As the primary cleaning tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll like vacuum it too. I don't know if that does anything, but.
I don't know either.
But I haven't done that in a while. I haven't even vacuumed really since I moved a year ago.
Does your roommate do all the vacuuming? Is that?
Yeah, she vacuums.
Does she prepare you dinners?
She does say, like, I made this. Do you want some?
Yeah.
A lot. I don't think, you know, she does it for me.
Okay.
She,
Do you often take it or do you just let it be?
I usually let it be. Yeah.
That roommate stuff is complicated.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, sometimes, all right, I had a roommate. We'd get, one of us would get pizza, right?
Is this Travis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or did you think it was going to be?
Do we want to not say that?
No, it's fine. Okay. I don't think I've had another roommate, really. I had another roommate for like 6 months when
you
I was
did?
First in college.
Oh, yeah, okay.
His name was Justin, if you just want to throw in names
Justin,
of everybody.
Justin, all right.
So like you'd order a pizza and it would show up, but what can you do? You can't just be like, well, this is just for me.
Do you want some?
Yeah.
I've got this whole pizza because it's a whole pizza.
Right. Even though in my head I'm like, I think I could eat all of this except for like 3 pieces.
And you're thinking about breakfast and stuff.
Yes. Exactly. I want to eat 8 slices, have a terrible stomach ache, go to bed with a stomach ache, and then wake up and eat the other 3 for breakfast.
Yeah.
And just keep that stomach ache train rolling as long as possible. But they kind of, like, a roommate situation kind of prevents that.
It does, yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to be nice, yeah.
Yeah, which I try to be nice. I think I was fairly nice to a roommate. I don't know. He might feel otherwise. I tried. Let's put it that way. I was doing my best.
That's good. Trying, I think, counts for a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you, like, friendly with your roommate, or are you guys at the point of, like, almost hating each other?
We have very different schedules.
So you hate her. Is that what you're saying?
I.
No, you don't have to.
I like living alone.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I think a lot of people.
Really?
I think a lot of people like company.
Would prefer a roommate? I don't mean like a husband. I just mean like alone or a platonic roommate. They would take platonic roommate.
I think a good portion of people would.
That's crazy. Even if the money was the same.
Yeah.
Why?
I think some people just don't like being alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no one likes being alone, but that's different. Disagree?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can invite people. The thing is, if you don't have a roommate, you can always invite people over. Like, if you have a roommate, you can't uninvite them. Like, you can't be like, I need you to get the fuck out of here for
a
couple days.
I think. Because when you do need that time, you can't be like, hey, could you just, like, fuck off for a little while?
Yeah. Well, and there's times you want to do things, right? Like, I'll be in bed, not fully dressed, and I want to go get something from the living room, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And it took me and my old roommate, we lived together, I don't even know, like 4 or 5 years probably. Probably took 3 years for us to establish like what's the minimum clothing.
And?
I would say if we were going to the bathroom and back, because the bathroom door was like 2 feet from either of our bedrooms. So a towel was acceptable. In the summer, I think the rule was like shorts. Was the minimum, which seems like not much, but it was kind of hot in there sometimes.
Yeah.
But usually, it wouldn't be like we'd be sitting around and one of us would strip off a shirt and just be in shorts. It would be like I'd come home and he was on the couch in just shorts. And I wouldn't be like, maybe you should get up and put on a fucking shirt.
And he wouldn't get up and be like, oh.
No, yeah, he wouldn't. Oh, and cover up and run into the other room. Use like a, you know, coasters to cover his nipples as he ran into the. No. So yeah. I think that was kind of where we got, which seems.
Oh, yeah, it seems pretty casual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if I brought someone home with me, you know, if I had another friend, I think he would probably go put on a shirt.
Would it be awkward or.
Not for me. I don't really care.
Okay.
I mean, he lives there, right?
Right.
So he should probably. It's kind of up to him.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was just nude, or if, you know, if we were talking like boxer briefs, I'd be like, come on, man. But, no, I don't think it was a big deal. I don't know.
Oh.
So anyway, I don't know. The roommate thing is fine, but it's all about the money, right? To me, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
It's like basically I'm paying, you know, X dollars a month just to not have a roommate, just to live alone.
And it's worth it.
Well, maybe. It's hard to say, too, because, like, you don't really know, right, until you move in with somebody, what they're really like.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
What's, like, the thing that you most want to. Like, if your roommate wasn't there, you'd be happy about the most, you know? What do you want to do
that
you can't do?
It's not even really, like, a big thing. It's just, like, I don't know. Sometimes I don't want to talk about everything. I would rather just, like, hang out and be quiet and do whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even, like, a big thing, really. It's more just, like, little stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I didn't think you guys were like Bad Girls Club, like ripping each other's hair out and shit. That's my fucking towel! No, I know what you mean, though, because like when you have a roommate, you feel weird about, all right, he's getting ready to go somewhere. And I'm like, should I ask where he's going? Is it more rude for me to say, where are you going? Or to say, not say anything?
And that's the thing, too. Like, I think it's just like a nice act, but when she asked me, like, where I'm going, it feels like, all right, Mom.
Fuck
like,
you, Mom.
Exactly.
Going
it's
out.
Kind of just like, I don't need to tell you every time I go out, kind of a thing. Which is unreasonable, I realize.
Maybe one day you should just come home and just throw a fit like a teenager.
Slam
She's like,
my
where
door.
Are you going? And you're like, I'm going out with my friends because I really want to understand. And then just like slam the door.
Oh, that hurt my ear a little.
Sorry.
That was intense.
Well, it's hard raising a teenager. Let me tell you.
Yeah. So, wait a second.
Uh-huh.
Why did you clean your carpet?
Bringing it back, huh?
Yeah. I was ready to go back there.
Okay. Well, okay, so I moved into this apartment. I had a roommate. He may have cleaned the carpet once or twice living there. I feel like he did. Because he was into that for some reason, like vacuums and stuff, which was great.
Yeah.
You know, like he bought this expensive vacuum and he was kind of into seeing how strong it was and stuff, which was fucking awesome for me. You know what I mean?
It's like a science experiment fun kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not a like chore thing.
Which if you think about it, vacuums are kind of incredible, right? Just a thing that sucks in all matter and air.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you think if you got like a vacuum hose taped onto your mouth, it would suffocate you like a shop vac?
Yeah.
Okay. How come no one's done that? Like in a movie, like they tie a guy to a chair and that's how they torture him, you know? They're like, turn on the vacuum. And then they turn it on for like 30 seconds and then turn it off. And he's like,
and his like tongue is gone after.
Oh, you see it go through the tube?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's just a bloody mess.
I used to suck up worms in a vacuum when I was a kid. Because we had this, like, what are those little handheld vacuums called? You know what I'm talking about? A dustbuster.
Hoover.
No, a dustbuster.
I don't know.
I'm sure. We had this dustbuster, and it's like you would attach it to a base.
The kind you didn't need to plug in. They just charged.
Yeah, and then you would take it. I don't know what you were supposed to vacuum, like if you dropped one Cheerio.
So you would, like, wait for a terrain and then, like, go outside?
No, my mom had this garden. And I would go out there and, like, basically wage war on the various wildlife. But it was mostly bugs. Like, worms and slugs were my big my big, and my mom probably should have been concerned because I was basically torturing slugs.
Yeah, that's one of the signs.
I know, of serial killers. That and peeing. And oh. I did pee in the yard, too.
I heard about this weird thing today. It's like called MSUD.
MSUD?
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's maple syrup urinary disorder.
Okay.
It's when a baby's pee smells like maple syrup.
This is only a baby?
Well, I guess so.
Why the fuck did you hear about this? And how and why is this? Who was the brave man who's like, guys, my
this
baby's
is, like,
pee?
This is the weird thing. Like, I guess they're... Okay, so there is a fine university in Denver called Metro State.
Sure.
And they've been working on a long time to change their name to include university in the title.
Oh, but they don't... Metro State University of Denver.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
And so they had their, like, name changed and their website planned out. And then somebody, like, Googled this. And it's, like, I heard this on the radio. I'd never heard of maple syrup urinary disorder before.
How much of a disorder is that? Because, really,
well,
that
I guess,
seems fine,
like,
to me.
Their pee smells super sweet, but it could also cause, like, death and seizures. And I don't know. There's something else wrong there.
I mean, I guess if you're peeing out syrup, something is terribly wrong.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I just thought it was, like, the weirdest name and had never heard of it before.
Yeah, if my baby was peeing syrup, I'd be like, this is fucking great. Like,
well,
this is much better than pee.
And it would be kind of weird.
Hot pee?
Yeah, you're just like, that urine sure smells sweet to me. Like, it's pretty weird, right?
Yeah, no, it would go one of two ways, too. It would either be, I would be sickened by it at the next time. I wouldn't think about it. And the next time I was trying to prepare an Eggo waffle and I smelled syrup, I'd be like, oh, that's baby pee. That's no good. Or.
Baby pissed all over my waffle.
Yeah, it's like. You ever go to a breakfast place and just smells like baby urine all over? Or B, scenario B, you just like one day your waffles are dry and you're like, maybe get this baby and squeeze it on my waffle. Feed him a bunch of water and then you have like, it's like if you could feed a machine water and get maple syrup, who knows?
Yeah, but wait, so wait.
Yeah.
You were killing animals and pissing yourself?
Oh, yeah. Well, not, I don't know. Are slugs animals? I wasn't peeing myself. I was peeing in the yard.
Oh, okay.
This when I was like in middle school, these were not concurrent events. What happened is I killed the bugs. The slug thing started because my mom was killing the slugs by, they drown in beer. Like if you put out a dish of beer, they'll just crawl in and drown because they just love booze so much that they're like, I want it all.
I want that beer.
Yeah, and they can't help themselves.
So wait, did you ever kill anything that had like fur on it?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay.
I don't think so. I think I may have like
kicked
shot a rubber band at the cat. Stuff like that once or twice, but overall it was most, I mean, slugs are really fascinating. They have these weird eyes that come out and they have like a breathing hole on their side. But see, I think I slid by because my mom was killing these, and I was like, well, I want to kill these. And she's like, good, because they're bad for my garden. So she had all these rocks and stuff, and you would tip them over, and there'd be slugs down there. So I would do stuff like, mostly I just smashed them with a mallet, which isn't that bad,
you
right?
had a mallet?
My mom did. It was like a rubber mallet. It's not like a giant carnival mallet. It was more like just a small, it's like a hammer size mallet, and I just smash them. And then I would, let's see, I think I put one in a thing of water one time, but it didn't kill it, which I don't understand. It seemed like it wouldn't die. There was one time I put one on a dartboard and tried to hit it with darts.
Oh, goodness.
That was like a James Bond
thing. How did you put it on the dartboard?
I can't remember.
Did you have to like tape it up there? Or?
Something like that, yeah. And then I tried to throw darts at it, but obviously that wasn't going to work. There was one time I ran over a grasshopper with an electric train. Like, I tied it up to the train tracks like a damsel.
These are all, like, very elaborate killings. They're not just like, oh, I stepped on some bugs.
No, this is not...
Mallet, dart.
No. This is not like, killed ants or something. This is like, I literally tied it up and then ran a train over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make it worse or better?
Worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was better because it's like, you know, I don't know.
No, I think worse.
I didn't get like boners or anything like that. It's just...
I think that would be a whole different problem.
But you know what? It ended at bugs for me. I wasn't into, like, we had gerbils and stuff like that. I'd never really do anything to them. I mean, I didn't do anything to them. Not even, I didn't. It wasn't that bad. Once in a while, you just burn him a little with a cigarette. No, I didn't do. But, what was I going to say? There was something I did that was, so the dustbuster. So I would suck them up in the dustbuster, but if you took the thing off the dustbuster, it had this weird spinning thing in it. And so you could drop, like, a worm into it, and it would get all ground up. It was like just a big sort of blender, almost. So, that was, like, another James Bondy scenario. Like, you would drop it in, like, dropping a man into a giant blender.
And it would just rip apart.
Yeah, and it ground him up. But I only did that, like, twice, because then it broke the dustbuster.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, I was like, oh, fuck! And then I had to, like, dig the worm pieces out. And then, even then, though, it didn't work as well. And every time you fired it up, it smelled like old worms.
Ooh.
We're clearly still in there.
Ooh.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. Does this concern you to learn these things?
No. I guess I don't have a lot of feelings about bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel... I feel like I grew out of this behavior.
Yeah.
Is it normal on some level? I mean, do kids do, like, tear wings off and stuff?
I think so. I mean, when I was little, it had rained a bunch, and my next-door neighbor pulled out her pocket knife.
Yeah.
And she cut up this worm into, like, four different pieces.
Jesus Christ. Just took it apart, huh?
Yeah.
Did she think... Now, when you were a kid, were you exposed to this lie that if you cut a worm in half, it made two?
All four worms.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
How does that get started, and how does that keep going? Because that's clearly not true.
I don't know.
I mean, I probably believed that until I was, like, in fifth or sixth grade. And then did it and was like, oh, my God, this is just dead. Just like a man, you can't cut no creature can you cut in half, right? And it turns into two? Maybe a Siamese twin?
Even then, I don't know. I don't think so.
Even that's like a three quarters and a quarter, right? Or something? It's not really like you made...
A lucky half and an unlucky half, probably.
Yeah. And I guess the analog would be like if you cut a Siamese twin in half and then it made two sets of Siamese twins, right? Which would be... is there a better conjoined? That's what we're supposed to call them, right?
Is that what we say?
I think so.
Oh.
Because I don't think they're all from Siam. They could be. That's where the OGs were from. So I was shampooing my carpet.
Okay, now did you rent a thing from, like, the grocery store? What did you do?
Here's what I did. I didn't really want to say, but
why
I
not?
Will. Well, I'll explain.
Is it embarrassing?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. What happened is, so I was dog sitting last week.
Oh, did he, like, have diarrhea all over you?
No. No.
Oh, vomit.
No. He did vomit in the house, but it was just grass.
No, wait. No, this is at your apartment or?
No, at the house. They don't stay at my apartment. They stay at their house.
Okay.
So I, like, go and we hang out and then, you know, I give them food twice a day and then we hang out and then I put them both to bed. What?
Maybe describe that process.
The putting them to bed?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll go there. It'll be nighttime.
Okay.
Is it
very late or is it like 10
I don't know.
O'clock?
Yeah, 10. I would say that's probably average.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been a night that was late because I got home late or something.
Okay.
Well, there was a night I went out, you know, with just one of the dogs.
you took one of the dogs out on the town and you left the other dog at home.
Yeah, but that was on the advice of the owners because they were like, well, Watson can go out, but if you take both dogs out, the other dog, Daisy, gets protective of Watson.
Oh.
And then might fight other dogs.
Where so did you like, take okay. this dog?
I just took it to a friend's house because she has two dogs, and so they played.
And just hung out.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cute. So, I get there, I pull in the driveway, I see their heads pop up in the window.
Okay.
Because they, like, jump on the couch to make sure I'm coming. Then I push the numbers on the garage to make it open, and they start barking like mad. You know, because they want to make sure I know they're in there.
Right.
That I'm going to come inside. That it, God forbid that I just do the garage and be like,
the driveway.
Huh, they're gone. I come inside, they mob me. The one dog jumps on me, and Watson walks around slowly, just going like, like that.
That's cute.
Yeah. Then I'll say stuff to him. Like I call Daisy sweetheart. That's kind of her, or darling. And then Watson is baby boy.
Baby boy.
Yeah. Because he's like their baby. So I'll say that's nice stuff to him, and then feed him food. And then they eat their food. Too quickly, in my opinion, but that's okay. Then Watson would have to come get a pill because he had a penis rash.
Oh, yeah.
So I would take a pill and put, like, cheese around it, and he would just eat it. And I didn't know. I did it for, like, 3 days, and I was like, are dogs allowed to have cheese?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I Googled that, and it seemed to be, like, the main complaints were from people who are like, I fed my dog 8 pounds of cheese. And I'm like, well, no fucking shit, lady. You can't feed a dog like 8 pounds of anything.
2 weeks straight of cheese.
Yeah. Pure cheese diet. You know, or there was someone who's like, can my dog eat string cheese, you know? And I was like, I don't think people are supposed to eat string cheese, are they? That's just like a goo. Isn't it? What is string cheese?
I would say milk and, like, food starch.
Yeah. Milk and that stuff you spackle a wall with when you put a little hole in it and you move out of your apartment.
Yeah.
You want to know, one of the great victories of my life was that, so before I worked at Pizza Hut, you know, they had stuffed crust pizza for a couple years.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that?
No, it's not, like, good cheese in there.
Thank you. That's what I hated, too, because I was like, if this was, like, a pizza roll, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But it's like, I was like, I think it's string cheese. That's what I thought was in there. So, you know, for years and years, I was like, I don't want fucking stuffed crust pizza. I won't eat the crust. I won't. You know, throwing a fit. So then I get a job at Pizza Hut, and we have stuffed crust pizza, and lo and behold, it was string cheese.
String cheese.
And I was like, thank you.
Yeah, it's
justified.
Not, I don't know. That's something that's already kind of... You shouldn't melt it, probably.
It doesn't really melt. It just kind of gets soft.
Right.
Ugh, God. Fuck that. Do they even make that still, stuffed crust pizza?
Probably.
Next time I order a pizza, I'll be like, you guys got stuffed crust? And then act real upset when they don't.
What else was real gross there?
You know, it wasn't too bad. I would say the grossest things were... Well, they had a taco pizza at the time.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the problem with that... So instead of, like, a dough, it was on sort of a tortilla thing.
Really?
And
then,
yeah. And what you would put on it instead of sauce was this sort of refried bean paste. And that got made probably once a month.
Oh, God.
Because there was, like, one person who ever ordered taco pizza. I mean, no one fucking knew we had taco pizza.
Was it the same guy?
I'm sure it probably was. Because I remember making about one a week, you know, so it's probably like every Friday, and this guy's like getting me a taco pizza.
Celebrating Friday by having a taco pizza.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much what I do now. I just have regular pizza, though. But, yeah, so it would take a month for it to go. Because who would call and be like, hey, you guys got a taco pizza? And no one has, like, a Pizza Hut menu, right? This is, like, before internet days,
no
you know?
No internet.
So you wouldn't just see it on there. Oh, taco
and
pizza.
And it wasn't, like, hyped up on the TV?
No, fuck no.
Oh, so it wasn't, like, the new thing?
No, I mean,
pizza.
It was an old thing that I think they just hadn't gotten rid of yet.
Oh.
Fortunately, I didn't work there when they had, you know, like, pasta bowls and all
that shit.
That disgusting crap that they do over there.
They're stretching it a bit.
they also
all fast food restaurants a little too much. Like,
yeah,
Subway doesn't need
doing the breakfast. I agree.
Fuck breakfast. Everyone, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
doesn't need to have breakfast.
I just always considered chicken sandwiches a breakfast item.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like biscuits and gravy, right? Kinda. Well, that's what I don't... I mean, this is what's weird to me. Okay, like, McDonald's kind of started that trend, right? Probably.
Oh gosh, egg we're McMuffin. So late. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Well, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
This is, like, at least 5 minutes fast.
Oh, really?
So we're only, like, 15 minutes late at this moment.
Oh.
So we'll only be, like, 25 minutes late. Val. All
right, we're okay.
How's my driving so far?
Does
it seem okay?
It's okay.
Is it pokey?
It's kind of like a weird picture, you know.
Just driving by people. Well, how do you think it looks when I'm by myself shouting into this? Don't you think that probably looks worse?
I think it probably looks like you're eating something to people.
A licorice ice cream or something?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the world's worst drumstick ice cream cone. The black one. You get that and you win the plague for life. In your bag, and you must eat it. Sorry. Anyway, what was I talking about?
Something
about a dog
Watson,
penis.
The carpet.
Diarrhea.
I was on
something real important. I wasn't
penis
talking about
rash.
Diarrhea.
Penis
rash. You were talking about diarrhea.
Penis rash.
No. Son of a bitch. Anyway. Yeah, so, okay. So I was watching these dogs. I'd go feed them and all that. So one night I go over there and I notice that in the garage, the people I was dog sitting for had a carpet
you
cleaner.
You stole the carpet cleaner.
I borrowed it. But that's why I didn't want to say, because I don't know if that's, like, kosher. You know what I mean?
Just taking something for a little while.
No, and I'm sure that if I asked... Oh, there's, like, a shitty carnival over here.
Oh, looks nice to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're supposed to look shitty, right? So, like, I'm sure if I asked, if I was like, hey, can I use your carpet cleaner? They would have been like, don't be ridiculous, of course. But for whatever reason, I felt silly asking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, where it's just easier to do it.
Yeah, it's just easier to not say anything. So I just took it and used it and brought it back. So I was doing it, though, and, like, I gotta say, I probably should have done this a long time ago.
Was
like,
the water, like,
oh
disgusting?
My God. It was like asphalt when it came.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know, like, how to, you know, that I had to change the water every so often. Like, it just recycles the same water.
Yeah, so at some point you're just dumping dirty water back out.
Yeah, because it was like a multi-surface. So I went from the carpet and then went into the kitchen and did the tile. But when I started doing the tile, you know, I pushed the water button and it just was like a gray muck. Came out and I was like, oh my God, this is not doing anything. And then I was like, oh, it's because it was so bad. It was so terrible. So anyway, I can't really tell the difference though, now that I've done it. It looks
no?
the same.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if this is like a real thing.
I guess, well, your carpets probably didn't appear that bad before, right?
I don't think so. I think that the main thing that prompted it was like, it felt a little rough in spots, you know what I mean?
Oh, like when you're barefoot.
A little crunchy or something?
Yeah.
That makes it sound worse than it is. But a little, it didn't have quite the pile that you expect from a carpet. You wouldn't just want to lay on there.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, but maybe.
Is that something you do a lot? I mean.
Sometimes in the summer, if I get real hot, I just get home and don't really feel like I'm capable of much else. So I just kind of collapse.
Lay on the floor.
Yeah. Until the sweating stops.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this carpet shampoo. I don't know if this is a good thing to be doing. I wanted to ask you, because so, like, it's interesting to me that, what other people are seeing, because I know what I think I'm like. So, for example, sometimes I'm exactly what I think like. The other day, just go with it for a second.
All right.
So, the other day, you know, I got off work and I go to the gym, and we go to the same gym.
We do.
So, sometimes we run into each other there,
yeah.
And then I don't shut the fuck up and then you don't get to exercise.
Or opposite.
Yeah,
depending
that's
true. On who's there first, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Who's first gets like an exercise in and a chat in, but who comes second, just a chat.
Now, I've had some lack of belief. I do need you to confirm that there's a man who goes there late at night who looks almost exactly like David Cross in Arrested
Tobias
Development.
Tobias never nude.
Yeah.
It's
and he
absurd.
Works out in jean shorts.
Always cutoffs. Yeah. Always cut off jean shorts.
And I don't know if you've seen his pants hanging up in the men's bathroom. I asked
haven't.
You to go in there one time to
and
check for him.
They weren't in there.
No.
And I still am due $5 for that, I believe, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't believe we bet. Well, all right. I'll pay you $5 later. Probably. So, anyway, so the other day, I go to the gym after work.
Okay.
And I'm changing into my clothes, and I realize I didn't bring a workout shirt. Yeah. So I'm wearing this kind of, it's like a polo-y shirt, I think.
Yeah, but a, like, softer fabric.
Yeah, it's like half polo, half regular shirt or something.
Yeah.
Target thing.
Like a little more of a casual polo.
Yeah, I'm a casual guy. So I'm changing, you know, and I'm thinking like, oh, fuck me, you know, this is going to be awful. And then I'm wearing shorts and gym shoes and this polo, you know, and I look in the mirror and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
But, you know, then I have enough time going up the stairs and down the hall and everything that I'm like, eh, maybe it's all right. Maybe it's no big deal. So then you're in there.
Yeah.
And I walk up to you and not even a hello, not even a how's it going. It's just immediately, Pete, that is not a workout shirt. So what I'm saying, sometimes, you know, I knew that. And then as soon as I came up to you, you said the same thing I was thinking.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think, you know, you have like good perception of yourself.
And then other times you talk yourself out of that perception.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, no, man, I'm cool.
Well, it was funny.
I'm a good guy.
Thinking about you the other day at the gym because there was a guy like in an actual polo,
oh,
like
good.
A white polo,
uh-huh.
And he had the like collar popped. And then I was like, sort of thinking, oh, that guy's hilarious. But then I thought, well, maybe like Pete, he just forgot his shirt.
So you're saying I should have popped the collar and maybe put on a baseball hat?
Yeah, some chains.
And done some texting in between sets of whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's, yeah. Well, thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah.
When you see the fucking biggest idiot in the world. I saw the biggest asshole ever. I was thinking about you. Thanks a lot, Val.
It reminded me of you.
Yeah, that's a nice thing of you to say. I think we're at Nicanor's house.
Oh, we are.
How did it feel? Was it as bad as you were afraid it would be?
Yeah, it's kind of terrible. I told Pete before you guys were listening that I envisioned my first time doing this, so I would be a little drunk.
And then I asked you, I was like, oh, well, do you need a drink? And what was your answer?
I said, well, I had a little one.
Yeah, just a little
no
one.
A little one. Barely even counted.
Yeah, no, I guess to be
lay
fair.
Lay on the horn.
Well, I don't think he's just running out to the car.
Oh, we got to go in.
Don't you want to go see, like, Watson or something?
Oh, yeah, we've got to see Watson.
I can lay on the horn anyway,
he's
should
got
I?
Got a penis rash, so... Yep, gotta go.
Okay, we gotta go, guys. Thanks for listening.
Oh,
do you have any
coming.
Final words here?
He's headed out to the car.
Oh, I think okay. Val's just getting out now. She's just abandoned the podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you later. You're sitting lonely in your $20 sim to that jukebox and your songs are all back.